Hey you guys, welcome back to podcast of In the Heat of Empowerment. This is your co-host Michelle and
Mariana.
And for this episode, we're going to be talking about our workout routines and like lifestyle. So yeah, again, thank you guys for so much for listening and tuning in. And I think we're just going to jump right into the episode.
Basically, as the new year is here, oftentimes a lot of people have the goal of working out more. And I honestly have been working out throughout the school years, but not anywhere near as intense as I want to or anywhere near what I've really wanted to do. And with IB specifically, it's kind of difficult to build a workout routine around a very busy schedule. But this year, I wanted to take the time to really do that and to build muscle mass, which is one of my main, I guess, goals, if you would say, because I do want to gain weight for health purposes. So that's one of my main goals. So I want to kind of aim for more weight-based training, probably explore going to the gym, although it is like there is the uncertain times of COVID, which is something that keeps me from going. But if I would go, I would probably go in the morning because after school, I just have so many commitments that I don't really have the time to do that. But right now I've been just working out at home and I've been making my routine and everything. So I guess my goals are just to build more weight, I guess, because I don't know. I just feel like it's healthier for you, you know, like, I mean, I just feel like it would be better for me. And I am interested in going to the gym, but it's going to be kind of hard to wake up so early, like at 5 a.m. and go every like couple of days. But I don't know. That's my main goals right now. So, yeah.
Honestly, waking up so early just to go to the gym, like you feel so good. Like when it was like online school, I would wake up early to go work. Like I would work out. And depending on like the weather and everything, sometimes I'll run in on the treadmill, sometimes I'll go run outside or like, you know, do like cardio or whatever the case may be. And just like, you're just so energized to go, you just feel more energized to do like go about your day, if that makes any sense. I feel like working out in the morning, you just have this sense, like it's like natural body caffeine, if you will. And it's just like, you just energize yourself so much more. And I love that for you. Literally love that for you. I wish I had a big commitment like that to like actually wake up, but I've been really lazy lately. So maybe this is the time for me to change. Maybe it's time for self-improvement, but we'll see. Personally, for my workout routine this year, I really don't want to put so much pressure on myself. I feel like the past few years of me like trying to like start this workout and like everything like that, I'll start really, really good. And I'll be like doing for like 2 to 3 months working out every day and stuff like that. But then like with anything and anything you do, like any hobby, anything like your passions, whatever, you put pressure on yourself to keep doing it every single day, you know, some shape or form you're going to burn out, which is like such a important topic. Like burnout can be about anything. So I started to feel myself was burning out, then I'll give myself a break and then I wouldn't go back on my workout routine. So this year I really just try to implement like at least work out 2 or 3 times a week. And like, it doesn't have to be like back to back. It doesn't have to be like, oh, like 3 consecutive days in a row or anything like that. It's just, can you work out like 3 times a week? And it doesn't matter what time it is, as long as you're getting your body moving. And I feel like that's just a motivation because I don't want to put such a high bar, be like work out like every day or something like that. Or I don't want to set a low bar like once in a while, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to be like in a kind of medium where I'm like comfortable. And especially I had to take into account of so many of the things I do in my life. I'm constantly doing school, I'm constantly working, and I'm constantly just, you know, going about my day, doing whatever needs my attention. And I've realized within the past 2 years of like being in high school that if you don't take control of the things that you want to prioritize in your life, everything will just become a whirlwind and you just don't have, you just lose a sense of control, that makes any sense. And that's just like my biggest like fear, is just losing control over anything. So I feel like if I have like some sense of control and like such a like set a goal for myself, even if it's low to some people, I think that like it's good to keep me on track and stuff like that. So yeah, but mainly for my workouts, I really want to focus on just like lifting. I feel like over the course of the years I've been doing working out and all that stuff, I've been really focused on like cardio, like running, or like just like cardio in general, I guess. And now I just really want to go into like actually building muscle mass. And yeah, I feel like I've seen really good results from a lot of my friends who go into working out with the mindset of just like building muscles. And I feel like that's just what I need to go on. And also Ms. Holmes was like, Michelle, you need to start weightlifting. So
I remember that.
Yeah. Shout out to Ms. Holmes. You're the homie, the G, and the bestie. So there's that. But yeah, honestly, working, yeah, I just don't know. I feel like I have a new urge to work out, but it's not like my dreading urge. It's more like I'm pumped to work out because I don't know if I told you guys, but my brother and I bought dumbbells for our family, and we got it off Craigslist. He got it off Craigslist or something. It was only $80, and I searched it up, and like dumbbells are normally like $400 or $500 for like a set. So and they're like weight plates, so like I can use it's versatile, so I can use it for other things with my workout routine. So like it's really really nice, and I really really like it. I can build muscle mass at home. So yeah, that's kind of my like gist of working out.
Yeah, I feel like lifting weights is like I guess better. I don't know, like in terms of like just doing cardio, like I feel like cardio is very often like emphasized as like the standard way to exercise, or but I feel like it's better. There is like better benefits too with building muscle mass, and that's just something that I hope to accomplish because I have been personally trying to gain weight for a while and it hasn't really gotten anywhere, but I hope I can go with that goal without falling into the pressures of society, because society does often stress like unrealistic body norms. And I just hope I don't really want to be limited by those anymore. So I just want to like be healthy, and everyone's definition of healthy is different, obviously. But like, for example, like how you were saying, like today I was talking about how like I kind of wanted to also limit my Starbucks spending, because Starbucks can quite build up over time. And I have been getting Starbucks a lot, but I wanted to cut it out a little. But then I remember you said how maybe it's not a good idea to completely cut it out, because at the same time, that's not healthy either, because then you want to be able to treat yourself. And my definition of healthy is having everything in moderation. So I hope to treat myself to things still, and like to have a balanced like lifestyle. Like even though I eat healthy foods, like I don't know, for dinner I had a wrap. Like after that I had like ice cream or something. It's like it's better like to balance and also have like a good intake of food rather than like limiting or dieting or like skipping breakfast like when you really do want it. Like I do know people like I know understand when people skip it because like they'll feel nauseous or whatever, but if you skip it like but you're still hungry, but you want to skip it like to save stuff. Like, I feel like it's just better to enjoy breakfast. Like, I personally really like breakfast.
No, yeah, I agree with you. I used to be that person who would like skip breakfast, but like, okay, I would be hungry, but I'm like, well, I'm going to eat lunch later. So it doesn't really make sense. And like, I see it from both perspectives. I see from people, because I've talked to some people who are like, yeah, I can't eat breakfast because it just really makes me nauseous. And majority of the time they're like not hungry and stuff like that, which I understand. And there's people who just like are hungry, but they just skip breakfast. So I'm just like, well, if overall, like this just encompasses how you prioritize your time. And Layla, I feel like the more I get older, and not saying that like I'm 60 years old, but like, you know, as an 18-year-old, I wish I could go back to my old self and tell myself, I'm like, Michelle, you should really focus on what you want to prioritize your time with and what are important in your life. Like, what is important in your life? Because I used to think every single thing I was doing was so damn important that like I was such a perfectionist to the core. Whereas now I'm just like, some of the things that are like itty bitty things, I'm like, oh yeah, it's fine. Like, you can't have everything be perfect in your life. And that's going to be a whole other episode of like just like self-reflection moment. But like, yeah, coming back to terms with like eating healthy and like lifestyle stuff is that if you prioritize your time, you prioritize a goal of yours to, you know, eat in moderation, which I feel like Mari's like motto of like eating healthy is like eat in moderation. It's such a good quote because I used to be thinking like I shouldn't be eating sweets, like I should have like a low carb diet and all that stuff. Whereas like now I eat in moderation. If I'm, let's say I'm eating a salad for lunch, I'll have a snack with or like a cookie or something. Like having a balanced diet doesn't necessarily mean you need to be on these like very strict diets and everything like that. But that is not to say that like people who are on those diets are unhappy or anything like that. Just find what works for you. But again, eat in moderation, if that makes any sense. Because I know some of you are like on like, you know, vegan diets or vegetarians or like, you know, focus more like pescatarians, which is just fish and stuff like that. Which it's so interesting to see how many diets there are in the world, just like learning about different ones. But yeah, truly find what's helpful for you and like how you perceive as eating healthy. And again, eat in moderation. So yeah, but on a note with that, make sure you guys stay hydrated, which is one of the like goals of mine this year. Mari's been really on top of it, of reminding me to drink water. And every time I see her drink water, I'm like, I need to drink water because water is so important, you guys. Like, I cannot stress that enough. Over the last course of the year, I've realized how much water, like, how much water is needed in your life. And I realized that I lack water. There are times where I'm very, very dehydrated. So now I'm just constantly chugging water. And I'm just, like, going on the grind with that. And just, like, chug water. Even that means I have to go to the restroom like every period of the day. So yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah, like I agree. Like I feel like at school, especially with masks, which is something that I recommend for everyone to wear at school right now, especially with the variants. It's like you often forget to drink water, or you're always distracted listening to what you're supposed to be doing exactly. But water has a lot of benefits, like Michelle said. Like it can help with your skin, it can help normalize blood pressure and just help your body out and to function. And it's just important to carry water around. Like I have this water bottle that's like, I think it's 32 ounces, which is like a decent amount for 8 hours. And I just feel better when I drink water, even though I have to use the restroom a lot, but it's worth it for the health benefits. And I just recommend everyone else does that. And also with the new year, Kahila, that is here, like it's important to prioritize yourself and your self-worth and self-love. So it's important to just take care of yourself. And if that's in the form of exercise, that's great. Or if it's in the form of meditation or journaling, that's also great too. But it's just important to like really take this time, especially this week, to just like reflect on what you can do better this year to like take care of yourself, because as there's a new year and these years have been kind of tough because of COVID and all the different situations, I feel like it's important to really prioritize your health this year. And that's just something that's always like not a bad thing to do. Like it's a pretty good thing to do.
Yeah. Well, with that, guys, we're going to leave you guys on a note. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of like eating healthy, lifestyle versus that we decided to take. And stay tuned for our next episode where we'll be talking about more adventures in our life and just keeping you guys on track with that. So yeah, thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.